A guy liked by everybody. A good friend of mine, Colin, is just liked by everybody. How does he do it? It sounds so simple that it can't be true. But here is his bag of tricks. He always stays positive. Always. If things are completely screwed up, he tries to find the humour in the situation. If that doesn't work, he just keeps it to himself and doesn't say anything. No need to add to the negativity. He makes a point of memorising the name of everyone he meets. I've never seen him forget someone's name. This is amazingly useful and something I've tried to follow. People like to be remembered. It goes a long way building relationships. He is quite apolitical, which is to say that he tries not to form strong opinions on anything. That sounds bad, but what I found is that it has made him very open-minded. When we first started going to ball games together, I'd always try to find places with good beer before the game. He didn't complain about the extra expense and very quickly embraced craft beer. But he will happily drink cheaper beer too. He just never gets to set on any topic, which keeps him relaxed and likeable. Everyone likes him, and he has had a great life and career because of it. The funny thing about this guy, he is a real friend, not just an all-smiles guy. When I was down on my luck recently, he helped me and did something very generous and nice for me. He's just a good guy. Of course, it can be a bit of a curse. I met him through a job and so worked with him, on and off, for about 15 years. And he had so many women fall for him at work, they would puppy dog him, send him notes, the whole bit. And he kept a really strict don't fish from the company pier rule in his life. But I never met a guy who didn't like him. No one could, or can, it seems, dislike him. Even women he rejected, and there were plenty at work, didn't resent him. I guess he was really good at letting them down. My natural instinct is not to want to be this guy's friend, but the simple fact is he is a really good guy. He has been there for me when my life has taken bad turns. He's not a fair-weathered friend, and even today, as my situation is less than great, he's very helpful. Yeah, I think he's a bit of a freak like that. I told him the other day that maybe he should have been a politician. I wish I could be like him, but unfortunately, I'm just not wired that way. He told me about how he was raised, and it makes sense. His father was a hopelessly positive army officer who retired, went into sales, and taught his son how to sell. Now, old Colin has never sold anything in his life but himself, but he has done that quite well. I'm grateful to be a good friend, and he has also introduced me to his friends. I never met anyone who didn't like him. I still don't really get it, but we're still buddies, nearly 30 years later.